5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Mightn't last too long, fat boy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
If you're listening, feel good about yourself, because everyone does. The Rush Hour and an hour of the best coming your way. Sam Walsh going to join us from the Carlton Football Club. Impressive young man.
He is.
Very, very impressive young man. Looking forward to that. And then I see open line on the rundown, and I've got the SS Turbo Davner Watmore style.
How small was Dav? He's tiny.
I'm heading out into the middle, and it's about time it was back in my hands. Hello to you, fat boy.
Hey, g'day, Jim, and I've been watching all this cricket. I love all this cricket at night, and they had the 87 World Cup last night.
Oh, nice.
Geez, the Aussies, they were young.
Big Goober O'Donnell.
Big Goober. What about his running? That dopey running. Oh, it's really good. Good win by the Aussies there, and loved it. And I tell you what, I look across the desk, and Rabsy's had a haircut yesterday. He's had another haircut to try and fix up that haircut.
He needed to.
I don't know what's going. He's not
right. I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. It's the worst thing I've ever done. They've got this big long kind of stick that they have a swab on the end, and they chuck it up. One up, one nostril, one up the other, and one down your throat. And my nose is broken, so I was scared I was going to hit the wrong thing and break my brain.
Was that Nick Nat?
Yeah. Break my brain.
Break your brain.
Oh, mate, I've heard everyone say it's horrendous.
It is.
I don't want that to happen to me at all, Bill.
Well, the players now have got to have it twice a week, Jim.
Yes. Surely there's a saliva test, isn't there, or some other bloody thing you can do?
Well, they've got the heat gun on their head when they walk in, so.
I don't know. All right. Now, there's some sort of rap coming, Bill, or what are you doing here?
I tell you what, this is a rap with the lot.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right. Look, Jim, and it's about football, football. But this is a nice story, Jimmy boy, from a man overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Going to call him Audio Man because he's a very popular British YouTuber.
Yes.
His name is KSI.
Mm.
And he has been introduced, he has himself introduced a global audience to the AFL after a video in which he rates just how dangerous our great game is. Okay.
Yes.
And funny enough, he wears a North Melbourne jumper in the video. So
Bill, I'd never heard of this bloke until Freddie, my youngest, came and said to me, Dad, the most popular YouTuber in the world's a North fan.
That's right.
First I'd heard of it.
Well, they've watched over 2.4 million times in the last 3 days this video is put together. And here's some of it. Now, he's just seen Shane Mumford's hit on Mitch Duncan.
Right.
Oh! Oh! He's gone! Oh, it's Jesus Christ! He's not moving! Oh, my God! 1 minute, man is playing AFL. The next, he's dreaming about AFL. Oh, God! Oh, a man took his soul. Man took his soul away from him. Man gave him the soul cleaner.
That is KSI, Jim, in a North Melbourne jumper. The man took his soul. But good on him. That's fantastic.
You know the thing, I obviously have spent a lot of time in the UK and a lot of people over there are fascinated by the AFL. You know the thing that fascinates them more than anything else?
I do.
The umpire bouncing the ball to start the game and the goal umpire putting the two fingers out.
Jim,
what is that? Why do they love that so much?
Because they're in a uniform, they're in a jacket, I reckon. When we played, where'd we play? Miami against Hawthorn. Yep. And, mate, they were down behind the goals, and we kicked a nice goal to be kicked, and they didn't know to cheer or anything. But as soon as the umpire got the flags out and waved them, they're all gone berserk.
What is that? And the idiots in England I played cricket with, they would get a soccer ball, because obviously you'd never see a football, and they'd hold it up in the air like our umpires do, and then they'd walk in and do the bounce, and then piss themselves laughing, thinking that's the funniest thing ever. I'm like, why is that funny? That's just how the game starts. Like, they're fascinated by the game.
Otea's turned into a bit of a comedian, Damien Hardwick.
Yes.
And I caught up with him, Jim, because he is the entertainer now, and I caught him on, Bumble or what is it called?
What did you catch him on?
Spam.
Anyway. Shut up, Rabs. What did you catch him on?
On that thing, what you're on.
What's it called?
I'm thinking. Anyway, I caught him on that. YouTube. And have a listen to Dimmer when I ask him about, because he's got in a bit of trouble with the TikTok, so I asked him about TikToking.
Oh God, no more TikToks. Could have killed my daughter for putting that on anyway. All 4 seconds of it. Wasn't the first time I've lasted 4 seconds.
Oh!
No! How about that?
Timmer with these 4 seconds.
That's on Zoom, of course, Bill. That's
Zoom,
what you meant.
Zoom.
Yeah, right.
Let me write Zoom.
Write that down.
Not Bumble. That's a completely different thing.
No,
I don't think
anything else.
Be on Bumble.
No, I don't reckon.
Not that either.
Well, you don't know Jim.
I do know. He's not on Bumble. Yep. But what else is in your rap?
What about Dimmer? He said some things about Mrs. Hardwick at times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we love him. Now, there's doubt about Joe Danaher, Jim, and his return to football after Essendon coach John Worsfold said the key forward was still a fair way off. He was a long way off. It's about the long term here for Joe. I thought he might have, some people were saying, and I reckon Damo was even on this boat a bit, saying that he might play round two.
Wow. You'd got to wonder if the list management people at Essendon had their time again, would they have given him his wish to be traded to Sydney? Do you reckon? If they could revisit that now, do you reckon they'd go, you know what? Let him go. Because I love Joe Danaher. You do too. Yep. He's a ripping bloke. Great Maybe family. He needs another place to reignite his career. It'd be a shame if he finishes not showing us his best.
He's got to do a... Well, not Plugger was a very good player, but just like Plugger, went up to Sydney and got away with Barry Hall, another one. Yes. They love living in Sydney.
Buddy
Franklin.
Buddy is another good one, and they play better footy. So
maybe that's what he needs. But anyway, they know more than we do.
Well, they should be looking at it because what were they going to get? 2 first-round picks or pick 9 and a first rounder? Mightn't get that now for him.
Mm. Well,
anyway,
Joey, shall see.
Whatever's good for you. Channel 7 have released footage of AFL games with the artificial crowd noise, Jim.
Mm.
Now, and? I've been to work here, myself and little Rabsy, old haircut Rabsy, and this is the crowd noise, or lack of it, in round one when there was a goal kicked.
So Newman on the mark, as Abby told us, back out there. That is a good sign of not much go right for them tonight. Carlton, Lynch, scrappy old kick, but not a bad one, actually. And then Martin, absolutely superb, and Revolt kicks his third.
So that's it. No crowd noise round one, of course.
Yes.
And, Jim, this is with Channel 7. They released the footage today. This is how it will sound with crowd noise.
Well, he's had a rock and rolling season. Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal?
Oh,
Billy,
my God.
You are king of
Jim, where have you gone?
He's off the back, Billy!
Billy! You are
king. Oh, Billy!
What about that goal?
That's just shameless. That's what that is?
No.
It is just shameless. Like, seriously. Just when you think you can't hear that audio one more time, you find a way to crowbar it in. Like, seriously. It's embarrassing.
Rabs' idea.
It's embarrassing to us as a brand, our show.
But I did like it. Hey, no, this is how it will sound with a little bit of artificial crowd noise.
So Newman on the mark, as Abby told us, back out there. That is a good sign of... go right for them tonight. Carlton, Lynch, scrappy old kick, but not a bad one, actually. And then Martin, absolutely superb, and Revolt kicks his third.
That sounds
subtle.
Much better.
But
much
it's
better,
subtle.
Bill.
Can you turn it up a bit more, do you know?
I think they have, well, they're hoping that there'll be an ability to amp it up when the highlights occur. Good. I reckon it sounds much better, and I reckon in a minute people won't even realise that it is actually a manufactured sound. It just sounds better.
Yeah. Did Brian told us on the Saturday Rub that they've flown someone out from America.
Okay. Well, he would know. But I heard that, Bill, and I thought, how much better does that sound?
It does. But I reckon you could go up a little notch.
All right. Well, maybe they will. Yeah.
I got some feedback here on the socials, Jim.
Yes.
Loved your gold then, Bill, on the... crowd noise, very good. Well done.
No, no one
that
was, said that.
That was quick. Very quick. No, who's it from?
That's from Tim Othie.
Oh,
it is. Timmy Othie said it.
Tim Othie.
Yeah, that's his name.
Incredible how we got to hear it and then send it in that quickly, Bill.
That's right.
I know.
We've got to get to Sam Walsh.
What, you had more of your rap?
No. Well, I had plenty more, but we'll cut it all out. Poor old Bill just does his best.
Good. I'd cut a lot of that out if I were you next time.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Has not kicked a goal in the big time, this impressive young man, Sam Walsh. He has now. That's right through the guts.
Look at him.
Ah, there he is, Sammy Walsh. What a star he is. The boy from Camperdown and then the Geelong Falcons. Number one pick in the 2018 draft. And then, of course, the rising star in 2019, won 20K there. And a very good family and a very good kid himself. Walshy, welcome.
Hey, JB and Bill. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the introduction.
Oh, no worries, mate. You are a good boy. You always have been and a very good footballer. How are you travelling in ISO? Because I reckon you'd love to get out and about and just go for a run or a kick.
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough time, actually. I've been able to get home and see the family and catch up with them, which has been a positive out of it all. But I'm definitely missing being with the boys, and to be back into training now is definitely great fun. So a bit of a weird period, but I suppose we all adjust to it and get on with it, I guess.
So when you say catching up with the family, Walshy, that's back at Camperdown?
Back in Ocean Grove. So mum and dad are in Ocean Grove and close to the beach down there. So being able to have a bit of fun with the brothers and muck around a bit, which has been good.
All right, because I asked you about Camperdown because it's my mail. Someone told me that earlier this year there was a sportsman's night down there where some really big names were meant to turn up, some of the greats that have come from that part of the world, including yourself and Ben Cunnington, Gary Rowan, Zach Merritt, all of those.
Yep.
And Bill. And in the end, every single one of the big names fell away, Walshy, and it was only Bill on his own in the end to entertain Camperdown.
I heard Bill did a pretty good job of it, but I think he took all our money and that's why we couldn't go. So,
Bill,
it was left to a one-man show and I think he was pretty happy about it.
I was happy about it.
After you did the Lacquer Band and, you know, the grand final.
And the Ablett, when I belted Ablett.
Belted Ablett. Would you just look at him then and go, I'm dry? I've got nothing else?
Well, I've got a longer story when it's just me one out, Jim. Or I can go short stuff if you want to. I can mix and match, which is...
Can you?
And then I asked for Q&A and they can ask me anything they want. So it went for all night. We're drinking frothies. And I'll tell you who was there. Well, Wayno, his dad, was there, who was a superstar in Camperdown and up that way, Jimmy Boy, because he played cricket and he was a very good cricketer. And then he played footy and was a very good footballer. But his grandfather is Peter Walsh, who is nicknamed Plumber. Sam, right?
Yeah, correct.
Now, Plummer was on the footy show once, Jim, because this is a sad, bit of a sad story. Mm-hmm. He got a bad disease and he lost his hands, Walshy, and then he had another hand sewn back on. This is true, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, all true. So Plummer, he went through a bit of a tough period there over probably a span of 10 years, but came out on the other side of it all, and he was pretty lucky to be able to do a few things like go on the footy show and... He flipped the coin at West Coast Geelong prelim final in 2011. Right. So he's a bit of a sports fanatic and he's definitely been loving following all his grandkids in the sport, of footy and netball and everything. So he's over it all, but he's been able to meet some pretty good people over a tough time for him.
Very proud of you, Sam. But a great story, this one, Jim. And, and let me tell you, with the new hand, he can still pick up a frothy and drink it. Don't worry about that.
No just troubles with that.
Important stuff, Bill. Hey, Walshy, tell us, because we all look at the names I just read out, like Cunners and Gary Rowan and the Merritt boys and yourself, obviously, Sean Darcy, Luke Hodge. What is it, and then you go over to Aaron Finch in the cricketing circles, what is it about that part of the world that just churns out incredibly good sports people?
Yeah, it is pretty incredible when you look at all. And I think you guys know, growing up in a country town or being around country towns, it sort of centres around sport. And every weekend you're always at the footy club playing footy or watching footy. And I think that was sort of something that we did as kids all the time. And that's how you sort of grow the love for the game. And from there, I think they've been able to develop their juniors pretty well and create some good footballers off the back of it. So it is pretty incredible, but it's something that you sort of don't take for granted, being from the good local footy clubs, I guess.
Yeah, the Buchanans, they're from Colac, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable, Colac and that district, as you said. Very good sporting
Big people. John O'Brown. You go on a bit further.
He's waterable.
Oh, well, yeah, I know, but it's all that. By Western districts,
I tell
it's
you what they
nuts,
do,
Bill.
Jim. They all talk a bit slower too.
Well, the further on you get, once you get beyond Portland, by God, pod. It's about two words a minute. Who is it from? Oh, Jeremy Cameron. He's down that way too.
Dartmoor,
that's it.
And then, of course, you come up to Geelong, went to St. Joey's College there, and you were captain of the Geelong Falcons, and they won the premiership, Jim, and you were there that day. It was an unbelievable win against the Sandy Dragons, and what, your two nephews were playing, Jim?
Yeah, Hamish and Andrew were playing, I reckon, that day.
And unfortunately, well, the Falcons are up by 30 points, they'll fly. And this is when Grian Myers, kick seven, was kicking him out of his ring.
Freckle,
exactly. And then Sandy come back, and a bloke's taking a mark on the goal square. A kick a goal, they win. And you should have seen everyone went up in
the siren gone.
Siren gone, the Sandy box, they all went up. Even on the bench, they were cheering. We all dropped their heads.
Yeah, I just about started crying nearly at that point.
And then the poor kid missed, and it was just unbelievable, wasn't it, Walshy?
Yeah, it was one of those games that can remember pretty vividly the end of the game, but we nearly coughed it up. As you said, we're up by 30 points and probably unfortunate to end the game like that for Joel and Marty, but for us, we were pretty pumped, had a good season together and sort of felt like we deserved to win. So it was an unreal day and something I won't forget.
Well, I couldn't really give a stuff. I was only there to watch my nephews, but I remember turning to Lisa, my partner. Firstly, there was a holding the ball down your end that wasn't paid, that would have been a certain goal. And then this mark was taken. I turned to her and I said, I won't say this too loud because we're in the middle of the Sandy Dragons people, but this will be complete daylight robbery if this bloke kicks this goal. He missed it from point-blank range, so I reckon in the end the right team won. Now, you're a fit little bastard, Walshy, so I don't reckon you'll have missed a beat in the lockdown period.
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate to be in pretty good training company when I was down home. I got to do a fair few sessions with Tom McCartan from the Sydney Swans and had a few good mates down there and my brothers to kick the footy with. So I was able to keep pretty busy with skills and have people to kick the footy with, which is usually the biggest trouble in isolation. And I got a little gym set up at home as well. So had enough to keep me busy and feeling pretty good.
All right. So now you've had how many sessions back with the Blues?
We just finished our second session today. Today was a bit lighter though.
How did it go? How was everyone's touch and feel and their hands and kicking, and it had the skills dropped off, or was it like you hadn't even been away?
Overall, I think it was a pretty good return from everyone at the club, which is good signs for us. I was only able to train in a group of eight like everyone else. So from what I heard, every other group was pretty good. You're always going to feel like the skills are a bit scratchy, but we got a good session out and everyone pulled up pretty well, which is the main thing. So I don't think there'll be many sessions to go to a back plan, so we're going to have to get some pretty good quality training into it.
Contact starts Monday, I think, with the training. Yeah, only in groups of eight, and I was talking to someone last night, actually Oscar, and he was saying that it's strange. You've got eight blokes there, eight blokes down the other end of the ground, but the coaches are not allowed to touch the footy, gym.
Really?
So they just, and they've got to talk 5 metres away from you. So the players only are allowed to touch the footies, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And even when you're going into huddles to talk to the coaches and that, you're used to doing a few slaps on the bums and getting around the boys, but there's none of that. We've got to be pretty sort of diligent with it all, and I think every club's following it pretty well, but it is a bit of a strange period.
It's weird when the games start again too, Walshy. I was watching some highlights of the German league, Rabs. I think it's called the Bundesliga, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the Bundesliga.
And they're doing the corners, so the players are arm across and belting into each other and all the rest of it, and then as soon as there's a goal scored, Bill, they've got to stand 2 metres apart to celebrate. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, Walshy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that probably I know are a bit confusing for all of us, really, but we're sort of doing what we're being told and practicing a few isolation celebrations, so hopefully a few good ones on the way.
I'll tell you what is confusing. The AFL has moved to address one-night stands for some of the players, Jim.
Come on.
There's a bonk ban. Well, you're only allowed at home is their partner, if you've got one, friend or family member who is providing care or support.
Well, Bill, partner can be a short-lived thing.
But if you're a single bloke, what are you, Walshy? You're still going out with Charlie or all over?
Yeah, still going out with Charlie. So, but I did see that a few of the boys around the circles are pretty disappointed, but I'm sure they'll get over it.
Oh, Charlie. He's got a twin sister too. That's interesting. And very good family, Walshy.
Yeah, they are a great family. Rose and Charlie are twins, that's right. And they've been good to me. So stitch me up there a bit, Bill, but that's all good.
Hey, you've had a few that this lockdown period will have helped, I reckon. Harry Mackay with the groin. Eddie Betts. Had a calf issue. Nick Newman had issues with his elbow. You had Zach Fisher with... ankle syndesmosis. Caleb Marchbank with a knee. So this time away might have helped the Blues.
Yeah, it's probably came at a pretty good time for those blokes that you've mentioned. And I think hopefully a lot of those guys will be back soon enough. And that'll definitely help us and our season going forward. So they're tracking pretty well and seeing them in the club. So hopefully good signs there.
Are we going to see Charlie Curnow or maybe not this year?
I don't think we'll see Charlie this year. I think the club's ruled that out, which is pretty disappointing for him, but I think he's pretty determined now to get his knee right and get back for a big season in 2021, hopefully.
So, Walshy, when you played in the Geelong Falcons with Oscar Brownless, who we love, by the way, very impressive Brownless, and they're hard to find, how did Bill go in the rooms? Did he ever walk in and, like, try and tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing or any of that?
I was very good mates with Oscar, so I had a bit to do with Bill, but he was... He was always a big presence in the room, but wouldn't say much. he would have a bit of a strut about him every now and then. But, Bill was great to us all and had a great fun 2 years with Oscar at the Falcons and made some good mates during that time.
You know the problem there, who used to run it and did strut around? Mick Turner. Oh, wow, we did. Mickey boy. Hey, how is the old man? One of the greats, Jim, and a very, very good local cricketer and could have gone on and a very good local footballer, but just one of those country champions, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's probably what it tells you, Bill. But Dad did love his sport and especially his cricket, so I'm sure he chews a year off at the footy most days, but he's one of those guys that, yeah, as I said before, loves his sport, so he's dying for a bit of footy to get back on the TV.
And, and as your old man will tell you, it's an incredibly difficult game, cricket, Sammy, so hard work to be good at it.
And Jack, she's a very good mum too. And what about your brother Henry, just on that? He's only 17 years old. What's happened to him? Or who's got in there? Because he's 201 centimetres. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I think he's 204 now, Bill.
Oh,
jeez.
He's grown even more. But Big Henry, he's actually working out on a farm at the moment. So he loves his farming. For those who've met him, definitely know that. But in terms of footy, he's down at the Falcons with MT9 down there. So there's a bit unknown. Bit unknown with their season, but he's been tracking pretty well and enjoying his footy, so it's been good for him.
MT9, Jim, guess who that is?
Who?
Mick Turner. That's how he signs off.
Oh,
Mick Turner, and he wore number 9, so it's MT9.
On, you're better than that, Mick. I don't think he is, actually. I'm not sure he is better than that, Mick. Hey, Walshy, we've loved your progress, mate. Last year was nuts, and we can't wait for the Blues, obviously, to get back and just start to grow this bit of momentum that's coming your way. So all the best, man.
Thanks, JB and Billy. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. All the best with Charlie, too.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.
What? Curnow Bill?
No, Hosking.
This is what we're doing. What the hell?
What the hell?
And I'll tell you why I'm doing what the hell.
Why?
I spoke to a great mate of mine who's also a very, very passionate golfer, Fat.
Oh, like
so
yourself.
I said to him, he liked myself better than me, though, this bloke, sadly. But I said to him, mate, you'd be playing some golf after the big layoff. He goes, you wouldn't believe it.
What?
I'm like, what? He goes, mate, our golf course was open for 4 days.
Yep.
I called to make a booking and?
And?
Shut for spraying.
What the hell?
Oh, no.
Bill, I shut the course to spray the fairway.
No, Jim, they've been closed for 50 days, Jim.
That's what this bloke said. He said, surely they could have sprayed the fairway somewhere in the available 50 days that the joint was shut. 4 days, Bill, a perfect day, middle of this week. He rings to make a tea time. Sorry, mate, course is shut.
For spraying. They have never looked better, golf courses. They are magnificent, except for your mate's course,
which he couldn't get on. Anyway, sucked into him. Well, but... What the hell, Bill, is what we're doing here. What has caused you to say out loud, what the hell? Rabbits, what are you giving away, please?
$100 Vino Mofo voucher. We've been saying a lot lately. VinoMofo.com is the best place online to buy the wine. 70% off, you said that. Tailor-made quality response balls as well.
Hey, Jim, when I look in the mirror nowadays, I say to myself...
What the hell?
Why just nowadays?
Well, because I've got fatter.
No,
got fatter. And hairier.
Now, Fat, we've had some issues on the phone, but as Rab said, you can also contact us on social media.
Yes.
And give us your what the hells. And, jeez, we've had a few decent. Sammy Lyon's got his iron.
Haven't he? What? Where's he come from, old Sammy?
I don't know, but he's very welcome. He says, Bill thinking he's related to Princess Di. What the hell?
What the hell?
He's also said, as Sammy boy, JB using the name Cedric and Devlin to throw to Friday flashbacks. What the hell?
Yes, they're there. Toby from Newport hasn't rung in for a Friday brag artist. What the hell, says the Sammy Lyon?
JB not getting a blue tick on Instagram. Yes.
What a disgrace that is, by the way. How have I not got a blue tick if that's what I should have?
Well, you're not popular and not verified.
Nikki Irwin. Apparently, they've found a fossil in the bunker.
Oh.
Sam Newman.
What the hell?
What the hell? Not bad.
Or Sammy Lyon again. Rab's getting more and more like onions every day.
What the hell?
Hashtag hit it, Rabs. Hashtag measles.
No, it was mumps.
What? Mumps, yeah.
Get it right, Sammy Lyon, if you're going to have a pot.
What he means there, Rabs, is that your head's getting really round like onions. That's what he means.
Wisdom teeth out and things. Yeah. Sammy again, he wins a prize. He's been very good. Dangerous Dave thinking Point Cook is anything but a shithole.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Hashtag Point Cook Ninja Sniper. That's funny.
That's it. Perfect. All right, what does he win, please, Rabs?
He wins nothing because he potted me. No, he wins a $100 Vino Mofo voucher. VinoMofo.com. 70% off website wide at the moment.
Nice show, that one. Sammy Walsh. Good boy, Sammy Walsh. We love that. Now, Bill, tomorrow, Wayne Carey is going to join us on the Rush Hour, the King. Ooh. Or Mariah Carey, as he tried to be for a couple of minutes on Saturday. So we look forward.
Or Drew.
Well, we know he's not that. No, Wayne's going to be with us. You can't wait for that. But, Bill, lots of feedback about the joke yesterday and all of it negative. The joke was embarrassingly bad. So something better today.
Probably not.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Just before the joke, Jim, did you see Lego Master last night, the grand final?
Mm-hmm.
2.2 million people watched it. 2.2.
Yes. Brilliant.
Well done, Hamish.
Hey, our man.
And guess what? Our man, Old Up, the old cartoon character, didn't win, Jim.
No.
He didn't win Old Uppity-Duppity.
Well, does that mean he stuffed up?
Oh, Jim.
Or did he? What other ones can we think of?
He
f***ed
up.
Bill, we weren't going to go straight there, right? We were going to just ease our way towards. Not just go straight at the main one.
First thing that comes to my head. What else is there up?
Screwed up.
Oh, thank you.
Good screw onions. Up. Yeah, that's it. But anyway, you just went straight for the old vinegar stroke right off the top. So what about a joke then, Fat Boy?
Dimmer Hardwick are in the same boat.
Oh, please.
This one is titled Obsessions.
Right.
Mm. A psychiatrist, Jim, was conducting a group therapy session with four young mothers and their small children.
Right.
You all have obsessions, he said. To the first mother, Mary, he said, you are obsessed with eating. You've even named your daughter Candy.
Right.
He turned to the second mum, Anne, your obsession is with money. Again, your daughter's name, Penny.
Mm. Yes.
He turned to the third woman, Joyce. Joyce, your obsession is alcohol. This too shows itself with your child's name, Brandy.
Hmm.
At this point, the fourth mother, Kathy, quietly gets up, grabs her little boy by the hand and says, come on, Willie, we've got to go. Peppy and Donk are waiting in the car for us.
Come on, Fat. Peppy and Donk. Oh no. Come on, Bill.
I couldn't think of another couple of names.
That were clean enough to use.
Yeah, exactly. But not bad. You see where I was coming from.
No, thank you, Bill. Yeah, we got
an idea. That's a better, that's an improvement.
A slight. Mind you, nothing was ever going to be as bad as yesterday.
What about the other one I told you, Jim? I like my coffee like I like my women.
No, thanks, Bill. No. But thank you anyway.
I'm good from the waist down.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Now, that's enough.